You're listening to Below the Yellow Line Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in. I got my little lapel mic here. I feel so fancy using this microphone for the show tonight. Emily is here with me. Thank you for joining me. Emily, say hello to all the good folks here.
Hello, everybody. We are happy to have our listeners back with us this week
for our preview show.
Yeah, going to be fun. We're going to preview New Hampshire. The winner gets a giant lobster. Denny Hamlin made note that he does not like the lobster. He thinks it's a giant snake pincers.
He's more of a crab guy.
It seems so. Yeah, it seems like. Wasn't a good week for him in Iowa. So, you know, the corn didn't grant him good luck. Maybe the lobster will. But we are going to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for this weekend's USA Today 301. 301 laps, 301 miles around the Magic Mile, as it's called. So it's going to be a fun weekend. Hoping for a good show. The only other mile racetracks we've gone to so far this year, Phoenix, which was a stinker. Dover was, in my opinion, a pretty good race. So we'll see what New Hampshire brings. That was Ryan Blaney who got the win last weekend at Iowa. But Emily, just initial thoughts here, going to a one-mile racetrack, guys like Truex, Hamlin, Harvick, who, I mean, he's retired now, but Truex, Hamlin, Logano, they've all had success here in the past. What are your initial thoughts going to New Hampshire?
You know, going in, I really think we've
Well, that's interesting. We'll have to wait to hear your pick, but that's very interesting. We'll see if we can get our picks document. We didn't have that Sunday. We'll at least try to have it working tonight for you guys to see who we're picking. So, you know, we're hoping anyway. You know, I need a win in my pick. So, yeah, join the Patreon, patreon.com/podcast. Follow us on X at BTYLPod.
I'm talking without my microphone on. I also love to do that. Said Samuel loves it when I'm here for filming because I just changed the tickers the entire time.
It's all good. It's all good. You know, you're doing your job. You're doing your job. So anyway, going to have you do that. You know, when I'm in Chicago, I'm going to have you be like the lead showrunner for me because I'm going to be.
I am the social media manager, if you didn't know that. I am not only a podcast co-host, but I also run our social media or help him run it.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely run the social media. You've done all the posting on there so far. Yeah.
I keep him in line.
Exactly. You make sure I don't get canceled, which is a very important thing to do. So heading to New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend, you mentioned some repeat winners, Ryan Blaney looking for his second win in a row, but a few favorites to keep an eye on, Emily. Who are some favorites going into this race, going into this weekend's race in New Hampshire?
Yeah, definitely. You know, our defending championship of this race, MTJ, especially looking into retirement, he's gonna be looking for a win here this weekend. Also thinking Denny Hamlin, after a bad week last week, he's gonna be looking to avenge that, as well as some other guys.
Martin Truex, rather, looking for a storybook last win, if you will. Maybe not his last win, who knows, but this is one of his home tracks. Grew up in Mayetta, New Jersey, so Loudon, New Hampshire, not too terribly far from there, so that we got a fly on the screen. That'll be interesting to see how he'll run here. The guy I have my eye on, I may or may not be picking him, Emily, is Christopher Bell. He's been lights out here in Xfinity. He's won the cup race here in 2022. Have my eye on Toyota this weekend, but especially Christopher Bell in that number 20 car. So we'll see. We'll see what transpires there. One team that is interesting to me this weekend is Hendrick Motorsports. You have Kyle Larson, who is arguably the fastest car in the cornfields of Iowa last weekend before a crash took him out. Chase Elliott finished third. Alex Bowman finished 10th. William Byron was the runner-up to Ryan Blaney. But the flat tracks, you know, the one that I remember is St. Louis, Gateway. They were awful at Gateway. Kyle Larson is probably their best car there, and he ended up crashing, still finished 10th, which was admirable. But Chase Elliott, William Byron, Alex Bowman, they were off. So it'll be interesting to see if they made changes. They haven't been good at the flat tracks. That's about the only weakness that I can tell in their game. So we'll see what they can do this weekend. What do they need to do, Emily, this weekend to maybe get a big win?
But they've got to qualify well. They've got to have that great starting position. They've got to watch their tire, wear their fuel. They've got to have great pit stops. Pit stops matter so much. So
they've got to watch it this weekend and make sure those things are really on point.
spot on. Track position, you mentioned qualifying, uber important. And, you know, I haven't looked at the weather. Hopefully the weather is good. Hopefully we don't have any rain clouds in the area. Last year there was a tornado warning for the track on race day, and we had to push it to Monday. So hoping for good weather out there in Lobster Country. But qualifying, uber important. Pit stops. Who gets that number one pit stall? That's based on virtual qualifying. That'll be interesting. Like you said, having a good car. You know, will the track change? Will it get cooler, hotter? You know, New Hampshire's pretty much a one groove racetrack. You know, if your car isn't working in the one groove that's available, you're not going to have a very good day. So you mentioned keeping up with the car, having a reliable car. That's going to be very important. Not too much else to talk about. I'll admit something here. We're recording this on Tuesday. So if any big silly season news, any big free agency, any news like that happens, we're not going to be able to talk about it. We'll talk about it on the post race show. But this one's going to be interesting. Going to be a short show because we don't have much else to talk about, but let's make our picks. We have our Google Doc pulled up. We'll try to get that on the screen here for you. If you want to do that, oh, you know how to do it. You're a pro. Yeah, it's going to be share screen right there, but if you want to do it, go ahead, take it away. I'll let you make your pick first. All right, Emily, go ahead.
Scrolling going. Oh,
make
you
your
know
pick.
I am picking someone who Samuel mentioned earlier, and I'm going to go with Christopher Bell.
You have no idea how ticked off I am right now.
I know, because I was trying not to mention him because it was I know you already had your guy, but I was like, I think if I mention him, you're going to know I'm picking him.
This is the pick. This is the one pick. I had him last year. I know he didn't win, but this is the pick that before the season even started, before we ran a lap at Daytona, I said, I am picking Christopher Bell to win at New Hampshire. That is the one pick all year. I have guaranteed I'm going
to change
him.
My pick.
Well, you know, I want you to, but that's not in the spirit of fair competition. You're already whooping my butt. You earned the right to pick.
And you always make me pick first.
I do. That is true. So I kind of wanted to pick Denny Hamlin this weekend because he's your guy. And, you know,
you're going to take my pick?
No, I'm not going to. You know, I'm a fan of Cinderella stories. This might not be a Cinderella story. What's Cinderella's bass fishing equivalent, do you think?
I know who you're picking.
Well, yeah, I'm going to pick the man that has a giant fish on his hood every single weekend. Give me Martin Truex Jr. to win and ride off into the New Hampshire sunset, if you will, ride off into that Loudon sunset. He dominated here a year ago. I know he hasn't really since Richmond this year shown just winning speed.
Y'all had to see the ceiling of our audio device.
It didn't hear any of that you just said. Anyway, so yeah, I think MTJ is going to ride off into the sunset, get himself a big win. We're very professional here at Below the Line. We promise. All right, thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Below the Line. Emily is picking Christopher Bell. Unfortunately, I am picking MTJ. I think Martin Truex is going to win. Bottom line, Toyota, Joe Gibbs Racing, they're going to be fast. One underdog to keep an eye on. I forgot to mention him.
In previous one.
Yeah.
Previous winners. So one guy I didn't mention, though, Emily, Bubba Wallace. He wasn't very good here in the Gen 6 car, but third in 2022, eighth in 2023. Something about this new car in New Hampshire just fit BW. If there was ever a weekend for him to have a good run, he's the last man in the postseason right now, 6 points above that playoff cut line with 9 races to go in the regular season. This would be the weekend for him to have a top 10, top 5 run, gather up a lot of stage points, and try to beat Joey Logano, who's won at New Hampshire a few times before. I think that's all we have, though. Emily, thank you for joining me on the show tonight. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Follow us on X at BTYL Pod. Emily, she's our social media manager. So I'm going to mute myself. Emily, go ahead and tell the people goodbye and anything else that you want to say.
Goodbye and good night, and catch the race on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
sorry, weekend schedule. USA Network at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Sunday for the USA Today 301. We'll have you covered here with post-race coverage on Below the Line. I'm Samuel. That's Emily. See you.
Have a great
night.